Welcome to the Magic is Real podcast, where you can learn how to manifest miracles, become enlightened, and make spirituality fun again. I am your host and fellow magician, David Solomon. Hello, my fellow friend, magician, student, or seeker. This is a special episode I actually started to record as an entry in my personal journal. I realized it had some pretty good stuff, so I'm sharing it with you here today. One of the core beliefs I hold in life and in everything that I share is of authenticity and of transparency. I could very easily share with you something extremely high quality, extremely polished, extremely scripted, and extremely vanilla. Instead of doing that, I think it's best to share what is raw, what is pure, what my original pure internal thoughts were at the time they came to being. Now, of course, there's a lot that I share with you through my books, through my podcast, on public posts on Facebook and on Instagram and other types of social media that I think about, that I edit, that I design, that I organize, all for certain intentions. And while that's very important, it shouldn't be the totality of what I share. And I feel it shouldn't be the totality of what any holistic teacher shares. I feel like a good holistic teacher should give you a glimpse into their life and show you how they walk the talk, at least to the best of their ability. So without further ado, here goes.
So I just had a very powerful experience with Michael Monk, and it was a really beautiful series of visions. And I also did a lot of work to heal my relationship with one of my teachers. One thing that could happen as you're leveling up, especially if you believe yourself is to be a teacher or a healer, as I always knew I was both, is the idea of being grateful for everything that happened in your path. If you're not grateful, you can run into a trap. And this is a trap of entitlement, where you feel people exist to serve you, and you exist to take, just to take. You know, you could fill in the blank. Take what you want, take what you deserve or feel you deserve, depending on the outside point of view. And of course, there is no outside, but, you know, this is all part of the game. And the ascension game is happening, whether you want it to or not. And, you know, if you really don't want it to happen, if you feel that time is moving so fast that it's moving too fast, what you need to do is, or I'm sorry, what you I can offer you to do, I'm already speaking with the air of authority, but people who are listening to this, I think most seek me out as an authority on magic, because that's what I've been studying my whole life, and I know a fair bit, and I'm happy to serve. And if anybody thinks I'm really incorrect, please point it out, because like you, I'm an eternal student, and I want to learn. So you can speed up and slow down the flow of time. But when I was young, I always could see into the future. I always could know we were approaching some very significant times ahead. And I felt all sorts of things. I felt that, you know, reality wasn't going to end in fire, but it was going to be some end times type scenario, not of like the classical biblical type that I just referred to, but more of the end of an era. And this could be as general as the age of Aquarius, or as significant as everybody on the planet has a mass awakening at once. Everybody has this big, big experience, sorry for that background noise, where people trip out is the simplest explanation. People might have a visions. People might have out-of-body experiences. People might feel energy. People might see entities without physical bodies in their astral form or angelic form. You know, there's all sorts of things. And people whose systems, whose body, mind, energy, spiritual systems aren't ready may confuse this or interpret this, or, you know, perception is reality, so experience this as a psychotic break. And psychosis, I've witnessed friends in psychosis who went to the psych ward, and I've had experiences toward that path, but I've never been totally lost in it because I've always understood that you need to keep energy regulated throughout your body in a healthy, balanced way. You need to be able to ground that stuff. But I've always known that at some point we were going to have this mass awakening / revelation, which are just synonyms for the word apocalypse. And let's put it out there in the open and talk about it. We don't have to hide from this idea of apocalypse. It just means waking up in revelation. There's many translations. The word didn't originate in English. So the purpose of understanding this is to realize that you're hearing this for a specific reason. And in your heart of hearts, you know intuitively deep down. And you know that reason is for your highest growth. It is for your benefit. It is for your highest good. And if you feel triggered or concerned by any of the ideas that I've mentioned or any other person who talks in the fields of spirituality, magic, the occult, mysticism, even religion, which does not hold a monopoly on all these things. Religion is just an organized body of ideas with leadership that hopefully knows how to take care of them and the people who come in compassionate, open-hearted ways. That's the religion of the future for those of us who want organized systems of thought and belief to help us on our path. But I would love for you to know that if at any time you feel life is changing too quickly, you can slow it down. And if you want the change of life to accelerate in its pace, you can speed it up. That is your privilege as a divine being. Time is something that exists in lower dimensions only. It does exist, but you don't need to experience it in the same way. You know, there's the biological relativistic perception of time, which is related to how fast you're traveling relative to the speed of light, which, you know, for a human to perceive a difference is very, very subtle. But there's more significant things like when your adrenaline is really high, or when you're in theta brainwave states versus beta. You know, theta is a deeper, relaxed brainwave state associated with lucid dreaming, astral projection, deep magic. And beta is everyday waking awareness, computers, caffeine, tasks, projects for most of us. And a goal of most true spiritual teachers is to help you understand your system, your biological, mental, spiritual system, and what it can do. Now, this system has infinite capabilities, but you may not yet have infinite controls. And what's happening with this acceleration of time that you may have been experiencing is intentions manifest more quickly. And if you are not healed, purified, strengthened, prepared, desiring, willing, open, in a state of allowing and surrender, this can freak you out. And so I just want to offer to you, because this is the only thing that you hear, for again, I know I'm repeating myself, that you can affect the pace of time. And the value in that is if you really want your life to change, you already know how to do this at a deep level, decide for that change to accelerate. If you've been trying to change the shape of your body, maybe you're overweight, maybe you're underweight, if you have been trying to quit or at least significantly reduce an addictive behavior, if you have been trying to level up spiritually, get a new job, whatever, that's possible. But you have to commit. You know in your heart of hearts the actions that you need to take for most of these things. And if you have any open intuition at all, and if not, I highly recommend Teal Swan's video on intuition, Bentina Massaro and actualize.org. Those are also two great sources that I recommend because they have extensive videos and they're clear and to the point. And I always recommend getting multiple perspectives for any idea. Because if you want the truth, you know, the absolute truth of unity is one thing, but the truth that you feel best about related to your individual divine expression is something that only you know and only you can find. You know, I came out as gay to myself when I was 21, and I knew I was gay at a deep level when I was 5. Honestly, there's memories and there's stories and there's funny and there's silly, and you know, it's something that was consistent throughout kindergarten. And so you know at your core who you are and what you're here to do. Now, your ego, your mind, temporary constructs, safety wheels, training wheels, maybe getting in the way, maybe distorting it. Maybe there's desire there. Maybe there's a wanting to feel special or important, that type of stuff. And that can affect your clear understanding of your mission and your purpose. But honestly, if you really want to know, it's in there. And there's all these YouTube videos, you know, identify your purpose in 30 seconds and all different types of things. And, you know, if you work with me one-on-one or in a workshop, I'd be happy to help you find yours. But the tough thing about purpose is it's like a Michelangelo sculpture. You chip away all the stuff that's in the way. And for most of us, that stuff is social conditioning. Like, it's my career and life path and purpose and mission to enable people to experience, feel, see, hear, know, understand the real and true magic of this world. That is my core purpose. And I have a lot of other missions associated with that. Everything from big things like City of Atlantis rebuilding to smaller things like the projects of a shorter time frame, like getting a book published. What I would love for you to experience, because I know this will fill you with joy and delight, is a vision where you see yourself living your purpose. And I offer that to you if you would like to maybe close your eyes and just focus and allow this vision to come. If you can see it, if you can feel it, if you can inject emotion into it, you're actually manifesting it. So I'm guiding you in this manifestation and this permission. Just, you know, it's a daydream if you're concerned about it, but really try just for a few minutes to allow yourself to feel the inspiration of your purpose. Now, what purpose is what you came here to do. And see yourself. And you can start this with a sense of imagining and creating the visuals in your mind, but really try to also allow and surrender and allow whatever comes up to come up. And it may be stuff to heal, but really have this intent to see yourself knowing and living out your purpose. And you could be physically in a specific place, in a specific time, with certain things around you, maybe with other beings, maybe you're doing certain things, you are supported, you are held, you are acknowledged, you are appreciated, and you're happy and you feel good, but more than joy or excitement, you feel aligned and you feel still and you feel here. That's what purpose can do. So, my friend, all this magic stuff, it's designed to help you wake up. You know, the reason this is one of the first, if not the first episode of my podcast is because true magic is about more than miracles, of which I've had the privilege of experiencing and manifesting over 150 of this recording. And miracles are great. You know, whether you affect the weather or help the rapid healing of a wound and save somebody from near death or affect the behavior of animals or understand a message somebody's trying to send to you without, you know, just telepathically or see something into the future or have an idea of who your next romantic partner is going to be, some certain traits, and then those arise and you see them and you encounter them in your life. You know, all these things I've experienced and they're great, but they're all stepping stones for your awakening. And the sooner you can get that, actually the sooner you have more power. If you've seen Marvel's Doctor Strange, a fabulous transmission, the Ancient One tells Stephen Strange, and I'm paraphrasing, that if you really want the power, you have to surrender to it. And he said, doesn't make sense. He said, not everything does. And so to surrender to your purpose, to allow it to be and feel it, and you know in your core what it is, will save you decades of strife and struggle. And if you really want to experience magic and learn how to do it, that is one of the most magical things, feeling here, that you know what you're here to do. And you can choose this. Free will exists. And your higher self did set you up for this. And any part of you resisting is just a part to heal and a part of the marble to chip away. And you should absolutely do it in a logical, kind way. And if your purpose you feel involves anything that is not selfless, is anything that is not being of service, it might be your ego. Because spiritually, we are here to serve. And while in many other episodes and in many other book chapters, I will gladly share thoughts, ideas, techniques, strategies to do different types of magical things, right now, I would love for you to know and to understand that the core elements of being an effective and successful magician are to having all of your faculties at bay, all of your abilities unlocked, all of your chakras opened, your body in a good state, your mind in a good state. It doesn't matter what your functions are. If you are paralyzed from the waist down, while that can change in this moment, it is perfect for you in your path. The same goes for any other state of being. So I'd love to offer for you, just for a moment, to allow yourself to shift, and you know how to do this, into a timeline where you are living 1% more of your purpose. And if you need these words, I command you to shift into a timeline where you are living your purpose 1 more percent. And if you didn't like that, you can ignore it and disregard it, but some of us need language like that. And a core part of understanding what it means to be divine is at the pinnacle of unity consciousness. You are all things. You are the dominator. You are the dominated. You are love. You are anger. You exist as all these things. And what dominates is love and bliss, but everything is okay. And on your path to manifesting magic and miracles, on your path to understanding, knowing, and living your purpose, you have the ability to transcend the ego consciousness of this culture, or whatever culture you live in, and know and live your truth. And know and live your truth. And that vibration is so strong, it's worth everything. Whatever you've been waiting for, the time is now. You know, if you are somebody new to spirituality, in terms of dedication to a path, not just curiosity, and this could be your path or an organized system like Kabbalah. But if you were new to something and you've been following mainstream news, you understand that, you know, disaster could strike at any moment. Nuclear war, biological terrorism, whatever. And if you're of a higher spiritual alignment, knowing, awareness, or knowledge, you see that everything happens for a reason, everything happens for a purpose, everything is assisting in our collective awakening, and everything is just a mix of different subtle forces interacting and affecting humanity. That's fine, right? Like, that's all great. But the opportunity in this for you is to understand that you have the potential to choose your reality. You could right now decide to stop living where you're living and do what you're doing and find a place that is most supportive for you to live your purpose. If you're at your heart, you want to express something in a certain way, which is represented as being a drag queen in San Francisco, do that if that's what makes you happy. If your purpose is, like mine, understanding the true magic of this world and teaching it to people in a way where they can feel, know it, and experience it for themselves, do that. Every single day you wait is a day you hold yourself back. Every single day you wait is a day you allow yourself to not experience life as optimally as you could. And every single time you allow yourself to empower a thought of doubt or a fear of lack of success, of money, of time, or whatever, I guarantee you, you are empowering disempowerment. If you feel that you only have 5 minutes in a day, which if you've been listening to this, you've been listening to it longer than 5 minutes if you started at the beginning, and so you obviously have more than 5 minutes a day. But if you have even 5 minutes a day, when you're on the bathroom, when you're on the toilet, dedicate that to your purpose. Maybe it's knowing or learning or executing on one detail. Maybe you need a certain dollar amount. Maybe you need a certain communication, whatever that is. Dedicate yourself to figuring it out, whatever it is. Because you're alive right now and listening to this because you haven't given up. And if you haven't given up, then take action. Life is a great river, and you can go downstream and allow the current to just take you in a downward spiral towards sadness, depression, fear, lack, and suffering. Or you can paddle a boat upwards and allow the river to carry you to abundance and love and wholeness and happiness and peace and service and gratitude. The cool thing about this river is it's flowing in both directions simultaneously with a whirlpool in the middle. And there's many whirlpools and there's many rivers and there are infinite spirals in infinite dimensions. But just for the simple purpose of understanding how life works, what you want to do is get yourself to a current where the flow happens naturally and automatically in the direction you want, in a positive direction. And being aligned to your purpose is something that will get you there so much faster. Even if you're just thinking about it constantly while your body and mind might be occupied in other types of things. Obviously, like, be safe. But if you really want to find liberation, your purpose is key. Now, I'm going to do an abrupt switch of gears. This is an early episode, so you may not know me. And I would love to share a little bit of background about myself, my path, my mission, and ways that we can connect more. So my name is David Solomon Landau. I currently live in Silicon Valley, California. And in addition to the 150 or so miracles that I've witnessed and that were done through me as opposed to from me when they happened, I've studied as a professional healer. I've had over two decades. I started young. I'm 33 as I record this. I've studied for decades different mystery traditions. I've looked at Kabbalah, I've looked at Christian mysticism, I've looked at different pagan traditions like Wicca and different types of goddess religions and witchcraft. I haven't really looked at dark stuff because I wasn't really interested in that, and that's not really a path of light and love, and there's not really that much power there, even though its proponents might want you to think otherwise. I've looked at ceremonial magic. I've looked into communities that are very deeply tied to Atlantis, like the mystical and magical community of Damanhur, Italy, where I often go to study. And I've had a lot of out-of-body experiences. I've had a handful of near-death experiences. I can leave my body at will. I can do energy work. I can feel energy, chi, prana, as tingles, heat, cold, and many other types of sensations. I have been to the void. I have looked in the eyes of the void. I have touched unity consciousness. I've spoken with ascended masters. I'm a channel. I can connect with most souls. And when you connect with somebody at a soul level, one of my favorites right now, I have actually three souls of living beings that I connect with, Jim Carrey, Will Smith, and Oprah. They all are living a spiritual mission in this physical world and different ways of being straightforward about it and direct about it. But I've also worked quite a bit with Thoth and with Horus and with Lakshmi and with Krishna. And I teach not only awakening and magic, but also abundance. I teach money magic, how to manifest money. I teach basics of healing. I have a very vast library of material that I've absorbed. And I'm blessed with a good memory and a passion in my previous careers for deeply understanding biochemistry and neuroscience. So I take a lot of herbs like Bacopa Maneri and Ginkgo Biloba to boost my memory. And it's funny, as I said, and the came up and there was like a bit of a memory lack. And the title of my book is Magic is Real, How to Achieve Enlightenment, Manifest Miracles, and Make Spirituality Fun Again. And that's one of the things that we need a lot more of in this world. JP Sears is doing a pretty good job with one persona of people who take spirituality way, way too seriously. And he's kind of funny and he's kind of irreverent, but he is also one personality and one style. And we need more stuff. We need more stuff for having fun with spirituality. And so laughing at ourselves, making jokes about ourselves, not taking ourselves too seriously is something I think we really, really, really need. And, you know, so I love in my book and podcast and videos and webinars and instruction and the one-on-one work I do with people and my speaking arrangements to inject humor. You know, whether that's a pun, time flies like an arrow, but fruit flies like a banana Thank you, Mark Twain, or sexual humor, or self-deprecating humor in a way that's not putting ourselves down, but that's like being silly about our humanity. Like I think there's a high value to just enjoying life and having laughter and having time to play. I do believe we are shifting into a golden age, and I am working to help you and many people shift into a timeline where we experience that golden age. I have heard many different theories on life and the reality of existence and this material world. I'm pretty familiar with, and I love teaching and talking about, I just did an interview on the holographic nature of this universe. I've seen manifestations of spirit as light, as beings with physical bodies. I've talked to people who have done things like that. I've researched aliens quite a bit. I know individual people who saw physical ships and physical beings. I understand a little bit about the politics of all that and where it's useful for us as individuals beyond a, oh, that's an interesting idea type of thing. And I really love what I do. So if you would like more discussions on purpose, deeper discussions on magic, deeper discussions on miracles, if you want to work with me in some way, if you want to share a thought or an idea, please engage however you can. My Facebook URL is facebook.com/davidslandau, and you can follow me there. And eventually, I'll make a bigger public page. And I also have a Facebook page, Magic is Real, and a similar YouTube channel. And the more support that comes in, whether it's time, energy, love, the energy that expresses itself in money, other types of support, sharing things, or even just something not related to me, but you doing an act of kindness for somebody else helps our collective mission of humanity. And if you shift the note to a timeline where you perceive me dying, fine. Like there's many people who teach magic and teach spirituality and teach ascension. And the important thing is it's not about me and it's not about you. It's about us as a collective. And that's another thing the Ancient One said to Doctor Strange at a pivotal moment in the movie. It's not about you. And while at some very high level, we are all one, when you can step out of the you-ness, when you can step out of a vibration of selfishness, of lack, of want, and shift into service and abundance, you will be in a river that flows so much in the direction of you feeling wonderful and good and lively and abundant. And speaking of abundance, before I shift to close, there's many energies besides money. The money landscape, the web of money that is going around this planet right now is very skewed and very unbalanced and very concentrated in a small number of people. And while cryptocurrency is helping rebalance that, there's a lot of other types of abundance you can experience besides money. You can experience many types of emotions. You can experience feeling whole. You can experience feeling at peace. You can experience feeling powerful. Even if you're a prisoner at this moment, you can experience freedom of your spirit. So if you want to accelerate the availability of different types of abundance in this world, A, number one, starts at home. B, I highly recommend Esther Hicks and the Law of Attraction and her book, Money and the Law of Attraction, which talks about this quite a bit. See, I recommend my own chapters and transmissions on abundance because they're compilations of lots and lots and lots of stuff on this topic. But lastly, visualize a world where the abundance that you wish existed existed. If you hold visualization in your mind's eye, this is the key cornerstone of manifestation. If you hold a visualization in your mind's eye strongly with emotion in a way that your rational mind can accept and wants and holds onto, and you can see and feel this vibration, this idea, this vision, this conception, and you do it with consistency, you manifest that. And whether you say you create that reality or you shift into a sphere of that universe, doesn't really matter. Use the analogy that you like best. You can experience anything you want. Now, if you want to experience being a glowing ball of light and materializing a levitating elephant that is tap dancing on a levitating tap board, it'll take a heck of a lot more work than shifting into a world where there's abundance because, well, let's face it, our rational minds don't fully believe that, or else we would have manifested it many times by now, and not just in VR. So, my friend, I close with that. There is infinite possibility, but it starts with you. It starts with what you can accept. It starts with what you can expect. It starts with what you can do. And living your purpose will help you do that. Thank you so much for your time, so much for your attention, so much for your energy and love. And before I close, I'd like to recommend three more teachers. One is Pam Grout. She wrote a book called E Squared. It's a great book about experiencing what it's like to manifest and how to manifest. I'd like to recommend very highly the teacher Bentino Massaro. Like me, I don't perceive him as being a teacher that has all of his abilities in this lifetime expressed to a level of quality that will be expressed in another 10, 20, 30 years. That being said, hopefully like me, there's a lot of good things that he says that are very useful. And Bentino comes from stillness and he has some humor and he's a great, great human being. And lastly, the third thing I'd like to recommend is for you to pause and think about what book would serve you most. I could say read The Celestine Prophecy or read Jonathan Livingston Seagull or read about Amma or read, the Bhagavad Gita or anything like that. And all those are good texts. But you know what book would be best for you to read. You've already heard of it and you might have been putting it off or you might have already read it, but you might be ready to reread it. And so I just recommend that you start with that one first because that's following your intuition, a key tool in manifesting magic and living your purpose. Thank you so much for listening and much love, light, happiness, and abundance to you. This is David Solomon signing off.
You have now received a transmission of real magic. We are collectively shifting into an era where mystical abilities are common, where our psychic capacities awaken, our third eyes open, and where humanity transitions into a golden age. If you want to help contribute to the rapid manifestation of this ascension, be of loving, compassionate service to others, and always follow the intuitive guidance of your highest self. We are in a world full of love and abundance, where the frequency of joy is ever at your fingertips. You are a powerful magician. To further learn how to develop your abilities, please support the Magic is Real podcast by going to patreon.com/magicaljoy and find the Magic is Real books on Amazon by your devoted host, David Solomon. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you for your support, and see you again very soon.